This is the recording for De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 2, starting to talk about the conspiracy of Orgetorix. So remember, read your notes, look over your vocab, and always, look for your verb, look for your subject. Make sure that whenever you're translating your adjectives, you look at the degree. Okay, so we're going to start with apud Helvetius, among the Helvetians. And I see Fuit and I see Orgetorix. So Orgetorix is our subject. Orgetorix was longe. All right, so this is an adverb, but we don't want to say longly, so we're going to say by far. So among the Helvetians, Orgetorix was by far nobilissimus, the most noble, et ditissimus, the most wealthy. Okay, so he was the noblest and the wealthiest. It's a little easy to just kind of miss the is, but that's an isaiid. So is he Marco Marsala and Marco Pupio Pisone Consulibus. So this is an ablative absolute, or you consider an ablative of time. So during the consulship of Marsala and Piso, when Marsala and Piso were consuls, inductus cupiditate regni, so induced, led on, influenced by desire of a kingdom, desire of political sovereignty, conjurationem nobilitatis fecit, he created a conspiracy of the nobility. And civitate persuasit, he persuaded the state. Ut. So I see persuaded and then an ut. So this is an indirect command here. He persuaded the state to do what? To exierent de finibus suis, to exit from their own territory, to depart from their boundaries. Cum omnibus copiis, with all their supplies. You could say with all their troops, but I think here is probably talking about all their resources, all their property. So with all their supplies. Per facile esse. So what did he say to them? That it was very easy. Not just facile, but per facile. It was very easy. Cum virtute omnibus praestarent, since they surpassed everyone in manliness. So what would it be very easy to do? To potire imperio, to gain possession of, to obtain the power. Totius Galliae, of all of Gaul. So you've got that potiri, it is to gain possession of, to obtain, and it goes with imperio, because usually that goes with an ablative. It's a special deponent, very much like utor. And so just to obtain the power of all of Gaul. All right, so one more time translating. Among the Helvetians, Orgetorix was, by far, the most noble and the wealthiest. He, when Marsala and Piso were consuls, influenced by desire of a kingdom, made a conspiracy of the nobility, and persuaded the state to depart from their borders with all their property, with all their possessions, saying that it was very easy, since they surpassed everyone in manliness, to obtain command of all of Gaul. So when we review this again, we're going to talk about, why is it so important that he is nobilissimus and ditissimus? What do the implications behind regnum regni, what is that? And why would that affect a Roman reader so much? And exactly what is he going to do to gain power over all of Gaul?